He is risen. And then you say, He is risen indeed. It's early morning and I had to get up to come down because I wanted to talk about the power of the resurrection of Jesus. We have so many promises of new life because of what Jesus Christ did for us and the fact that He went into the grave and He beat death and He arose. And since then, countless songs and symbols have been embraced to remind us of what Jesus Christ did and how exciting that is for us today. I hope you're going to be able to celebrated Easter. I'm sure you'll listen to this after Easter Sunday. It'll probably be loaded up next week. But I wanted to at least emphasize how exciting it is that we get to celebrate Jesus. And let's not miss the glory of this day. 35 years ago or more, when I was pastoring a church in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, I always looked forward to this day. It was the best day of the year, not only because a lot of people came to church who wouldn't normally come, but it was a time when we talked about Jesus and the resurrection and what He did for us. And there was a wonderful man there. I loved Tom Elston and his family, Julie, and their 5 children. And Tom Elston joined with me in loving an old gospel song that we would be sure to sing every Easter that I was pastoring that church. And the song is He Lives. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Now, I would grant that those are very simple lyrics, and they may not be theologically sophisticated, but I will tell you this, they are some of the most important words that we can embrace within our heart. The fact that Jesus Christ is alive. We are not dedicating ourselves to some historical figure who's passed on, but in fact, we serve a Lord who is alive and reigning today. I love what Paul says about the resurrection of Jesus, that He has given us the riches of His glorious inheritance and incomparably great power for all of us who believe. And then it says this, the power that is in us is the same power, the same mighty strength that God exerted when He raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is evoked, not only in the present age, but in the one to come. Through the resurrection, God has now placed Jesus over all things, and He is our Lord. And He has gone before to prepare a place for us where we will be able to live with Him forever and ever. Yesterday, I received an email from a friend. He is a Korean War veteran, and I was able to spend time with him years ago, and he's battling cancer, and his daughter had taken a picture of him seated in a chair as he was getting his chemotherapy, and I don't know if they noticed, but clear in the back of the picture was a little sign that looked like it had been colored by a child, and it simply said the words, hope. That's what the resurrection is all about. Hope. Jesus rose from the dead. And because He rose from the dead, we too shall live. Now, I don't want to be maudlin on this day, but this is an important message for me right now. In the last week, I've had to make arrangements for my mother, who's nearing 90, to enter hospice care in a nursing home. She's been in assisted living with my father for 3 years. And it's amazing how Alzheimer takes so much of who a person is. I know she's in there somewhere, but she's not able to communicate much to us anymore. And at one level, it's a very hard time and a sad time. But at another level, we are not as those who have no hope. We have hope because of Jesus and what happened to Him in raising from the dead. See, what Paul teaches us in Scripture is that all of our sins went with Christ on the cross into the tomb. And then when he came out with resurrected life, that resurrected life was for us also. Are you aware that today, wherever you are listening to this, you're breathing some resurrection life? That's right. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you, that same Spirit that was part of raising Christ from the dead. And you are part of that. This is why your identity is so secure in Jesus. He came, born of a woman, that we might be children of God, receiving the Holy Spirit, heir and heiresses of great things yet to come. And all of this is linked to some degree to the power of the resurrection. That's why Paul said, I want to know Christ, the fellowship of his suffering, but also the power of his resurrection. Because he lives, we too shall live. I love the passage of Scripture on the resurrection. There's so many great ones in the Bible. I happen to really like the one that comes in the Gospel of John. Early that first day of the week, Mary goes to the garden. She's going to the tomb. And all of a sudden, she finds that the stone's been rolled away. And she goes running to Peter and to the disciples and tell them that someone has taken the Lord. And the Bible says that Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, I love the fact that that's the way John always referred to himself, I, John, the disciple that Jesus loved. I think that would be a good thing for all of us to do on a regular basis, is to start to introduce ourselves that way. Hi, I'm Terry, the one that Jesus loves. And the Bible says that these two disciples went running, and they went to the tomb, and they bent over, and they saw there were strips of linen. He wasn't in the tomb. He was gone. And their first thoughts had to have been that someone took him. But then as they leave and Mary lingers, the Bible says that suddenly Jesus appeared. There he was. They had watched him die. They had watched him suffer. And now he's alive, right in their midst. And he's still carrying the scars that he had received there on Calvary. I can't imagine how overwhelmed Mary was. And she tells the disciples, and I'm sure to some degree they weren't sure that she was still in her right mind, but the Bible says that that evening, the evening of the first day of the week, while they were up in a upper room, all locked down so no one could find them, Jesus enters. He is alive. And the Bible says that Jesus taught them more about the kingdom of God. And Paul talks also about that it wasn't just the disciples that saw, but hundreds of people saw Jesus. And this became the birthplace, if you will, of the church as it moved forward now to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm sure you're aware, if you're a Protestant, that this is one of the reasons that the crosses that you will find in a Protestant church are not crucifixes. They do not have a symbol of the body of Christ nailed to the cross. Now, there's a lot of thought about that on both sides. I think there is some great value in remembering that Jesus hung there on the cross, but there's also tremendous value in us remembering that he's no longer there. He's seated with God in heavenly places. And that, again, as I have said to you before, we are in some miraculous way seated with him also in heavenly places. That's a miracle that is ours to celebrate. The fact that our Lord is not a dead historical figure from the past who simply taught very good and interesting spiritual principles. But he is the Son of God who took on human form, who died on a cross, and then went into a tomb and supernaturally, through the power of God, arose. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul, he talks about the power of the cross and what the symbolism of this great resurrection is all about and what message it begins to communicate. And one of the things that he says very early is that the resurrection of Jesus is what proved the message of Christ, so that we can have faith in it, that what he said was true, because God confirmed it by raising Jesus from the dead, and that we too someday will rise from the dead. That's the hope I have regarding my own mom. I don't like this season. It's so hard. I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to serve her. But it's hard to see so many aspects of her life fade away in what has been categorized as that long goodbye. But there will be another day. D.L. Moody once commented and said that you will read in the paper someday that D.L. Moody has died. He said, "Don't believe it, because on that day I shall be more alive than I have ever been, because he will be alive with Jesus Christ." This is why Jesus, in talking to Mary and Martha at the death of Lazarus, called himself the resurrection and the life, and that anyone who believed in him would live forever in his kingdom. What kind of a miracle is this that Jesus has worked and then has given to all of us? And this is why these wonderful songs that talk about, for example, that great song, "Up from the grave he arose." Oh, that's a powerful thought. With a mighty triumph over his foes, he arose victorious over the dark domain. That's what Jesus did. They couldn't keep him in the tomb. He was the Son of God who came to bear our brokenness, to break the back of evil. And on that resurrection day, everyone knew in his disciples that something miraculous had taken place. This is the reason, and I know you're aware of this, that most of the Christian community celebrates worship on the first day of the week, on Sunday, because that's when Jesus rose. Now, there are some that worship on Saturday, and that's a different interpretation, particularly of Old Testament admonitions, but Sunday's an important day for us. Now, today happens to be Easter Sunday, and there'll be a lot of people gathering with family and people going to church who don't normally go to church. And I pray that something that's said there would revolutionize their lives. But we do this on this day because of what Jesus did for us in coming back to life. And right now, there are many people that have gone to be with him in heaven. Those who were believers that have passed on are celebrating. They're part of that great crowd that it talks about in the book of Revelation, where 10,000 times 10,000 angels are singing, "Glory to Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. He is a lamb who appears to have been slain, but he is also that lion under whom all power and authority rests." This is an important piece for us as we begin to think about what it means to be a Christian. I was riding years ago in the car, and I was listening to a sermon on the radio, and the pastor of this particular church, and it was a rather liberal church, said that in the long run, the resurrection didn't make that much difference. And I thought, I could not disagree more. The resurrection makes all the difference in the world, because it demonstrates for us that God sent Jesus, that he died for us, that all of our sins went into the tomb with him. And now we have resurrection life. That's why the writer of Hebrews even talks about the fact that Jesus, through his death, has taken away the sting of death for all of us. And then that wonderful passage of scripture in Hebrews that talks about the fact that Jesus was able to experience joy in the midst of suffering because he's had his eyes set on what is yet to come, and that there was a great cloud of witnesses who watched Jesus and now watch over us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. He is the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. And then hear these words in chapter 12. "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorned its shame, and then rose from the dead." It doesn't say that in the text, but it says he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. "Consider him who endured such opposition so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. That's what the resurrection is all about. We need to take some time today and think about this, the fact that our Lord has risen from the dead. Try to embrace some of those old hymns and songs that lift up the glory of this theological truth, which is also a historical truth, that Jesus, our Lord, is alive today. I remember some years ago that there was a colleague of mine that was passing on. I had an opportunity to chat with him, and in my conversation, he made a comment that was stunning to me. He said, "Is there anybody you want me to say hi to when I get there?" And all of a sudden, it became so real. Oh my gosh. So I began to name some people. Yeah, be sure to say hi to. And it became a thin place between where I was and where heaven is. Why? Because the promise of resurrection, the promise of new life that is ours in Jesus Christ. Today, all over the world, there are people celebrating, singing, dancing, listening yet again to the story of what Jesus did. How he died on the cross, but he rose. And that in rising again, we all too will rise. I love those words that come from the angel when he said, "He is not here, he is risen." This is the promise for all of us. And I hope that today you will be able to feel some of that resurrection life and think about it. Every Sunday we gather should be a reminder of resurrection life, a time to sing glory to our Lord for what he has done. Not simply theological principles that we've learned or ways to live, but the fact that we have a power within us that comes from Christ and his resurrection that sustains us in this world and will welcome us into the next, where we shall live forever with him. Now, I'm sure if you're listening here that to some degree you have embraced the message of Christ. But if there's a chance that you're listening and you've never actually expressed faith in Jesus, what better time, what better season of the year than right now? It's easy. Jesus stands before you. His heart is open. He wants to embrace you into his life. Simply pray a little prayer. Invite him into your heart. Ask that you may now be part of his family, one of his children. Because of the cross and the resurrection, you can be forgiven. You can be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and you can have life everlasting. How much better does it get than that? Dear Lord, I pray that in this season that we would think about the wonder of the resurrection, the promise that is there. As Tony Campola preached years ago, there may be a Friday, but Sunday's coming. And that when we are going through difficult times, we are reminded over and over again that it is not the final word. The final word will be a word of life, and it'll be a word of celebration, and it'll be a word of victory. Oh, Lord, that is the hope that we have because of what you have done. I pray, Lord, that for all of us, that there would be something glorious about this notion that we have within us resurrection life. Lord, I pray for everyone that's listening, that they would find joy in this day, and that in that joy they would know that you live, that you're close, and that they have within them life everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you till we spend some time together.
Hallelujah! Saints come marching in. to the river.